May my speaking and all our responding be in the name of God. Amen. You may be surprised to realize that my first sermon here on Mothering Sunday isn't my favorite time to preach upon or even to lead a service. Yes, the blessing and distribution of gifts is a lovely tradition. And some churches all over Christendom will be having informal services with children taking part and saying their well-rehearsed lines, and all the mums in the congregation will glow with pride. And that's right and proper. Mums should be thanked and shown appreciation at least once a year, if not more. But what about everyone else in a Mothering Sunday congregation? Mothering Sunday makes me hypersensitive to those for whom this particular Sunday is a painful reminder of reality, of times past, or of what might have been. Those who have never had or are not having a happy family life. The single people longing to find a life partner, get married and have children, but not finding the right person so far. Or the couple longing to have children, but not succeeding so far. And what are those whose mothers have died and whose death they still feel painfully? What are those mums whose children live or work away and who rarely have time for visits? What are those mums who are estranged from their children or whose children haven't been in touch? What are stepmothers who long to have a creative relationship with their stepchildren? What of those who wish to remain single, or childless, or be committed in other forms of relationships? How can a church service affirm them and speak to each and every one of them of God's love, when on the face of it, the jollity of flowers, gifts, and cards is at best irrelevant and at worst very painful? And I'm certainly aware that in some Mothering Sundays, members of the congregation have stayed away because it is too painful. And then what of us men in the congregation? Is this service relevant to us, many of whom share or have shared parenting responsibilities and indeed are sometimes the prime carer? Whilst wishing to affirm Christian marriage and family life as vital to society and very much part of God's plan for those called to it, I really want any service that I conduct or preach at on Mothering Sunday to be of nourishment, support, and strength to everyone in the congregation, and not just happy mums. How to do this? Well, first of all, we must remember the wider themes of Mothering Sunday, celebrating Mother Church. A celebration for us all, whatever category human beings place us in. All of us who are members of the family of the church, we all belong. We are all accepted. We all have a part to play. And how thankful you can be here at St. Ursula's for all that's been achieved, not least these last few months since Peter retired. Not just keeping going, but growing the church community. Coping, perhaps dare I say, enjoying the different styles of the various locums that you've had over the last few months that have been privileged to share in ministry with you. And now you are ready to welcome Stephen and Jane in your midst and all that they will bring. They are very fortunate indeed to be coming here. And secondly, we can all be thankful to God for our own mothers, can't we? For those departed this life, we pray for their eternal peace, giving thanks for their forgiveness, for their watching over us and intercession for us from their eternal dimension. They will hear our prayers of gratitude this morning, and perhaps they are also asking our forgiveness and understanding, should our relationship with them have been difficult or traumatic at times here on earth. And for those mothers still living, we are glad to remember them, aren't we, in our prayers this morning. And we are prompted to tell them of our gratitude and love. And should that relationship be slightly fraught with difficulty or hurt, maybe today is a reminder, maybe today is an opportunity that can be taken towards the healing of that relationship whilst they are still with us physically. I always remember the mantra taught to me very early on in my pastoral ministry. If you have had a disagreement or a relationship that's really fraught, and you definitely know that you are in the right, your stand is totally justified, and the other is totally, totally wrong, then, with God's help, be the first to offer an olive branch, a hand of peace. Because for certain, the other, he or she, will be feeling exactly the same as you are feeling, and they will be glad for an olive branch. Because surely creative relationships are an essential part of our Christian vocation. And with God's help, we can rise above our pride and self-justification. So, if there are healings needing to be done in relationships, not necessarily not just with mothers, maybe today is a prompting. And that we do all this on this Mothering Sunday morning, reflecting upon the love and sacrifice of Mary, the mother of Jesus, the epitome of motherhood, without whose yes to God at the Annunciation, which was kept yesterday, there would be no Christianity, no hope of salvation, no meaningful understanding of God or of his loving purposes for us personally and for his world, no light to transform the darkness, no forgiveness to transform relationships, no healing to transform our lives, no hope to direct our lives. So, a Mothering Sunday that is relevant for us all as we gather to share in this Eucharist, hear the good news, and leave encouraged and strengthened for the new week, remembering our own mothers, Mother Church, and the example of Mary, the Mother of our Lord. Various of you have been very helpful in the last 24 hours, guiding me as to what I should be doing and encourage me to be myself. But the one thing that was said, do not make 3 points in a sermon. So, lest I might have hinted that there were 3 points in the sermon so far, let me take you a little bit further. And talking of good news, let me share with you one of my favourite gospel stories, because it gives such insight into parenting and therefore has such relevance to us, not least today. Yes, I'm sure that you can recognise that I'm talking about the parable of the prodigal son, or perhaps better named, the forgiving father. Because I think the image of a loving parent, and therefore the image of God that's presented to us in that story by Luke, is one of the most important in all the scriptures, and is as important now as it was then, 2,000 years ago. The story of the parent who let the child go physically, even though he knew that that child was mistaken. He let him go physically to learn from his mistakes, but he never let him go emotionally or spiritually, for we hear him watching and waiting for the son's return over many, many months. And then, when the repentant son is eventually seen, responding with so much more generosity than would have been expected and indeed was understood. What an image of parenthood, one that we can never fully achieve ourselves, but one we can certainly experience from our Heavenly Father, who loves us, cares for us, wants best for us, but gives us free will to choose. But however far we wander, God is still there, holding us, not letting us go, even though we might have let him go at times. So on this Mothering Sunday, we acknowledge that this service, I hope, is of relevance to each and every one of us, whoever we are, and whatever our disappointments or hurts or joys, even if we came into church wondering whether there would be something relevant, that we can all give thanks for our own mothers and remember them, and if need be, forgive them as they forgive us. We can all acknowledge the obedience and sacrifice of Mary, without whose yes to God's call would leave us without direction or hope. And we can all give thanks that each one of us is at the receiving end of the love of our Heavenly Father, a parental figure whose love knows no bounds, whose forgiveness knows no end, and whose longing for each one of us to come closer to him, whoever we are, whatever we have done or not done, knows no end. This is the good news that we can all share and encourage in ourselves and in each other. The challenge is how to make that a real experience for those who are not here, especially for those who feel that they are not worthy to come into church, or that what we do is of little relevance or support to them in the reality of their daily lives, or feel already overwhelmed with the pressures of raising a family or just living in 21st century society, and who therefore cannot begin to think of taking on yet another commitment, however liberating it might be. How can we show that Christians are not just a bunch of goody-goodies hiding in holy huddles and concerned for our own well-being and salvation, but rather we are people who know what it is to be children of God and long for that experience to be known by others? A challenge for the church community, but a challenge for each one of us as well. Maybe there is a family we know who could do with support. Maybe there is a relationship that needs to be healed. Maybe we need to become more aware of the needs of those around us and how we might be of help. Mothering Sunday. Yes, so much to be thankful for as we gather around the altar and then see the children delighting and sharing their gifts and saying their thank yous at the end of the service. But let's not forget that when we are encouraged to go in peace at the end of the service with the love of God in our hearts, we are also called with his help to go and serve him. Thanks be to God. Amen.